Missouri Net News is presented by Mango. The smell of rotten eggs is just one sign of a gas leak. If you smell gas, move fast and call your gas company.
The National Weather Service has issued a flash flood watch from 1 o'clock this afternoon through tomorrow morning for portions of southern Missouri. Several periods of heavy rain will be possible today into tomorrow morning across southern Missouri, with up to an inch of widespread rainfall expected. State officials are putting together an incentive package for a major expansion project under consideration in eastern Missouri. Elisa Nelson has more.
Missouri Senate leadership says the legislature can pass an incentives package in the next 2 weeks in hopes of winning a reported $1 billion expansion General Motors is considering for its Wentzville plant. Senate President Dave Schatz of Sullivan says lawmakers will work on a plan, including workforce development and infrastructure upgrades, along with other undisclosed incentives.
Well, I think it was promises, but we're going to do everything we can to make Missouri the most attractive place for them to do business. From the governor, from the leadership of the House, the Senate, is to do that, is to make sure that we're putting our best foot forward so that we can try to make sure that they stay here, they invest here, and they continue to build.
The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports more than 3,500 people work at the factory. Elisa Nelson, Missouri Net.
A 100-year-old World War II veteran is in Missouri this week, trying to fulfill a goal of visiting every state capital and meeting all 50 governors. Sidney Walton of San Diego, one of America's oldest World War II veterans, regrets not getting to meet Civil War veterans and does not want others to regret not meeting a World War II veteran. His son Paul says Missouri officials have rolled out the red carpet for them.
You remember anything today that was your favorite? Meeting the governor, did you enjoy that?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes, of course you did.
Yeah.
And you were honored at the National Day of Prayer. You realize how special you are, Dad?
Oh, yeah.
Missouri is the 21st state capital that Walton has visited in the past year. A 60-year sentence has been handed down in the quadruple murders of two elderly couples in southeast Missouri. Keith Boyles was convicted in February on 9 felony counts for the 2010 murders. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is activating what it calls its flood fight teams for the Mississippi River in the southeastern part of the state. Ashley Byrd has more.
The Corps of Engineers in the Memphis district has declared a state of emergency in areas near the confluence of the Mississippi and Ohio rivers. Forecasts for the river gauge at Cape Girardeau will rise above 38 feet and above 43 feet on May 5th. That's above what's called a phase two activation level. At that level, the Corps will intensively monitor flood risk reduction and make technical assistance, supplies, and equipment available to local communities and flood control organizations in fighting the floods.
And the St. Louis Post-Dispatch is reporting that former St. Louis County Executive Steve Stenger, who resigned Monday after his indictment on pay-to-play charges, is scheduled to plead guilty today. This is news on Missouri Net.